news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
How do you spell relief?
The House on Wednesday passed the nearly $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, the American Rescue Plan, as adjusted by the Senate, sending it to President Biden for his signature, which will come on Friday. House Democrats pushed through the legislation in a 220 to 211 vote without any Republican support. The package includes a lot of relief for Americans who've been struggling. Another round of stimulus checks, extended extra unemployment benefits. It also sends billions of dollars to city, state, and tribal governments and small businesses that have struggled to stay afloat during the pandemic. There are also provisions such as expanded tax credits and food aid that could cut child poverty in half. Republicans argued that the plan was too expensive, but a Pew Research Center poll released Wednesday found that 70% of Americans support it. So the president will sign the bill Friday afternoon, then embark on a tour across the country promoting the package and explaining to Americans just what's in it. And there's a lot there. Before the bill is even signed, it's already having an effect. American Airlines had notified 13,000 of its employees that they were going to be furloughed effective April 1st. Well, on Wednesday, they told those same employees to tear up those notices, crediting the passage of the ARP, the American Relief Plan, for saving those jobs. Again, this would be a good time to remind you that not one single Republican in either the House or Senate voted in favor of this relief bill. The Senate on Wednesday confirmed Merrick Garland, a federal appeals court judge, to be attorney general. The vote was 70-30. It came nearly 5 years after then-President Obama nominated Garland to fill the Supreme Court seat vacated when Antonin Scalia died. Republicans controlled the Senate at the time, and they refused to even consider the nomination, keeping the seat open for almost a year until Obama was out of office and his successor, the former guy, took over. This time, Garland was confirmed with support from 20 Republicans, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and others who were instrumental in keeping him off the Supreme Court. Typical. The Senate also voted Wednesday to confirm Congresswoman Marsha Fudge of Ohio to be President Biden's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. That vote was 66 to 34. It made Fudge the first Black woman to run HUD in more than 40 years. Under the previous administration, the HUD Secretary Ben Carson sharply cut back fair housing enforcement. Fudge had said during her January confirmation hearing that she would push to end discriminatory housing practices under Biden's push for racial justice and increased Black homeownership. Lordy, there are tapes. And a new one has just emerged, courtesy of the Wall Street Journal. Yes, then-President Donald Trump pressed Francis Watson, the chief investigator in the Georgia Secretary of State's office, back in December to look for fraud in mail-in ballots that were under audit. The call was first reported by the Washington Post back in January, but the recording was released Wednesday by the Wall Street Journal. Trump told Watson, quote, something bad happened, and added, when the right answer comes out, you'll be praised. Ugh. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is conducting a criminal investigation into alleged pressure on Georgia officials to overturn President Biden's 12,000-vote victory in the state. President Biden announced Wednesday that his administration was ordering another 100 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's single-shot coronavirus vaccine. The urgency of the vaccine push reflects concerns that highly contagious new variants could disrupt manufacturing and trigger another surge of the virus. The new order will bring the federal government's total order for Johnson & Johnson's vaccine to 200 million doses. The government also has ordered 600 million doses of the two-dose vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. Biden said his goal is to make sure the U.S. has enough of it and then share some with other countries. Jury selection is underway in the murder trial of former Minnesota cop Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd. Yes, murder. He's currently charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter. A third-degree murder charge had been dropped, but an appeals court overturned that. On Wednesday, the Minnesota Supreme Court rejected Chauvin's appeal, and on Thursday morning, the judge in the case reinstated that third-degree murder charge as well. Three other former officers charged with aiding and abetting are scheduled to go to trial in August. But there's more. President Biden on Wednesday also restarted the Central American Minors Program to help children fleeing violence in Central America. Now the administration faces a surge of migrants trying to cross the U.S. southern border. Between 2014 and 2017, the Central American Minors Program let children hoping to escape the violence in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras apply from their home countries for a chance to enter the U.S. The program applied to those under age 21 who had parents lawfully living in the United States. Well, the previous guy halted that program in 2017. President Biden's reinstatement of the program is part of a push the administration says will create a more humane situation at the border. Of course, Republicans accuse Biden of encouraging migrants to make dangerous attempts to get into the U.S. And finally, what a difference competency makes. Fewer than expected Americans filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week as an improving public health environment allows more segments of the economy to reopen, putting the labor market recovery back on track. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits totaled a seasonally adjusted 712,000 for the week ending March 6th, compared to 754,000 in the prior week. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast 725,000 applications in the last week. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.